doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Time now to get the views from Nick Reid, who's the Managing Director of Vitality UK. Speaking on a recent Times Future of Women's Sport post-lockdown online chat, he shared his thoughts on why they support women's sport.
I mean, I think fundamentally it comes down to our core purpose. You know, our core purpose is to make our members healthier and enhance and protect their lives, to make sure that they're physically healthy and, crucially, that they're mentally healthy. And we do that through something called a shared value model. And essentially, that's a triangulation of value for our members to enable them to get as healthy as they possibly can be by being more physically active, reducing financial barriers to allow them to be active. We as an insurer therefore get value from that, because ultimately we're going to make a cohort healthier, and we reinvest what we call actuarial surplus back into this wellness ecosystem. And then the triangulation of that value, society. So reduce absenteeism, increase productivity, etc., reduce reliance on state healthcare. That is the personification of the shared value model. We went through a rebrand about 6 or 7 years ago, and because of this core purpose and our shared value model, we felt very strongly that sport was an absolutely perfect platform for us to message the core purpose. And when going into this world of sponsorship, we noticed very quickly that there was this disconnect between men and the women, and women were hugely underrepresented. Indeed, when we were talking to particular governing bodies or particular clubs, women was often not even mentioned back then. So we wanted to make sure that there was at least a gender parity. For us, we celebrate and invest in sports to inspire participation, and it's fundamental that that's equal for men and for women.
Nick explained what it meant for Vitality as a brand to be involved in netball.
I think from a grassroots perspective, that's probably the biggest shame. We were making such great strides in our grassroots objectives. You know, for us, when we go into a sport, it's as much about the grassroots as it is about the professionalism as well. You know, through back to netball campaigns, back to hockey campaigns. I mean, during the Netball World Cup, we made a pledge through our We Are Rising campaign is that for every 100 goals scored, we would fund a coach. And we'd made phenomenal progress with that. We'd had 50 coaches up to level one, and we have another 100 to go. So I think that's a tangible example of how that's been put on hold during this unfortunate COVID period. We sponsored the Vitality Blast, T20 men and women, and we're one of the inaugural partners of the 100. And the 100, I think, was a real moment for women's sport, because you had this relative parity for the first time between exposure within media, within press, and also from a salary perspective. So the fact that that's been moved to next year is obviously a great pity. I would say a silver lining, though, is our ability to use our ambassadors. We have some phenomenal ambassadors, female ambassadors, with Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill, Heather Knight, Ellie Simmons, Tracy Neville, and we've used them very creatively to help inspire our members and indeed the population whilst they're being at home.
Given the current situation with COVID, the league being cancelled as well, he was asked if Vitality ever thought about pulling out of the sport.
Quite the contrary, actually. We've been working with our partners, with our governing bodies, to work with them during this period to understand their requirements and what we can be doing more. You have to remember, of course, I keep on talking about core purpose, but sport is so synergistic with what we stand for at Vitality. So absolutely no way did it cross our minds to pull out. I mean, you mentioned netball. We've been working with the guys at netball to understand what we can be doing to maintain the fitness levels of the England team at home, and we've been supplying gym equipment as a KCM point. I think grassroots is a fundamental component to our approach in women's sport, is to make a difference at that participation grassroots level. And we've made such great momentum in grassroots with netball. You talked about the 160,000 women who were inspired to start playing again after the Vitality Netball World Cup. You know, England Netball also saw a 1,000% increase in their session finder tool online. So these are kids who are trying to find a court to play the sport that they've fallen in love with, either for the first time or again. Now, over 900 new school registrations to, I think it's called the Under 11B campaign, to play netball. And then if you look at the Nations Cup, which was the tournament, we talk about tournaments, the tournament after the World Cup, it saw record grossing revenues for netball, the quickest ever selling tickets. So to our mind, absolutely, the last thing we wanted to do was to try and compromise that momentum in any way. We would actually be looking to invest more during this period if we could.
Well, the MD of Vitality, Nick Reid, was also asked in the Times Future of Women's Sport post-lockdown chat why they got involved in netball when it wasn't as popular as it is today.
I think we felt that with netball particularly, we could make a difference. And through our shared value approach, it was as important for us to invest in grassroots through campaigns like Back to Netball as it was for our logo to be on the England Roses, you know, the Vitality Roses. And we recognised netball as a sport where through Joe at the time and Tracy Neville, they had a very clearly articulated manifesto that took them to that win in the Commonwealth Games. And that required investment. And we knew that every pound that we spent would make a difference in terms of participation at grassroots level and also for the professional team as well. And look what they did. I mean, it was just absolutely phenomenal what they did in the Commonwealth Games and then during the World Cup as well. I think a point around facilities is interesting. I think if you look at one of the sponsorships or partnerships rather that we have, which is super successful, is Parkrun. And Parkrun now is the largest mass participation running event in the world. Saturday mornings in 600 or 700 parks across the UK, Sunday mornings for kids. And they place an absolute emphasis on women as much as men. And therefore, the participation levels are slightly higher for women, which is exceptionally encouraging. But I think the importance of volunteering with women's sport is critical. You know, Parkrun survives because of volunteers, frankly. Yes, through sponsorships such as ours and some of our sponsor partners, but the volunteering element is fundamental, I think, to enabling sports such as running, but also netball, to be as successful as they possibly can be.
Thanks to Keddie at the Times for that.
I'll be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.